You see, there was a, today is Good Shepherd Sunday. There was a guy who had a stem cell procedure. And the cell was harvested from, you know, sheep. And he was bragging that, you know, how it went well, how it was successful, the stem cell procedure. Until one day, when he burped, the sound, meh, meh, came out. You see, today, in our gospel, in John chapter 10, verse 27 to 30, we hear the Lord saying, my sheep hears my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Today, in John, that gospel, God is telling us three wonderful things. One, that the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. Second, that the good shepherd, the shepherd, knows each sheep by name. Third, that those sheep follow their shepherd. Jesus is promising us that He will guide us. He will protect us. And not only that, He will feed us. Today, this weekend, we also celebrate the World Day for Prayer for Vocation. And what is vocation? Vocation is simply a calling. Everyone is called to something or someone greater than ourselves. We have a purpose. There is meaning in our life. God is inviting us into a personal relationship. God is inviting us into a mission. But how do we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd? If Jesus says, my sheep hears my voice. 2.5 years ago, a young man came to me and said, Father, I would like to start a discernment of my vocation. And we prayed, and I said, I asked the Lord, Lord, help us to help this young man to hear your voice, to discern where you are calling him. Help this young man to really examine where he is called. Every 2 months, sometimes every 3 months, we would meet. And in prayer, just in prayer, we ask the Lord to continue to guide him in the discernment of his vocation. After more than a year, he applied to the diocese and was accepted. Last year, he entered the seminary. And I'm speaking of Joshua Baldwin. He heard the voice of the shepherd. He was a good sheep. He knows the voice of the shepherd. Another time, there was a young lady who have a boyfriend. They have a good relationship. One day, the lady found out that he was pregnant, that she was pregnant. She told the boyfriend, and the boyfriend said, I don't want to have anything to do with it. If you want, I can help you to have an abortion. The lady comes to church every Sunday. In his mind, in her mind, she was struggling. She was asking for a sign. She was asking for somebody to discern. But she felt that everybody was abandoning her. First, her boyfriend. Second, her family when they found out. And she even felt even more worse because even family members were suggesting abortion. On the day that she was going to an abortion clinic, that morning she prayed. And in her prayers, she heard the voice of the shepherd. Fast forward with the story. She made the decision not to abort the child. After 9 months, she gave birth to a healthy baby, a healthy girl. After 3 years, she met a wonderful man, a good shepherd who will take care of him, take care of her, protect her, guide her, and be the good shepherd. Fast forward 10 years after, now they have 6 children. And not a day passed, she said, that I'm thankful to the Lord that I heard that voice telling me what a wonderful gift I'm giving you, the gift of motherhood. Today we're also celebrating Mother's Day. That's a vocation. Abandoned, she was not yet prepared to become a mother. And the boyfriend abandoned her. She took the task, the vocation of motherhood, taking care of that wonderful angel. As I've said, 10 years have passed. Now, she continues to be that mother. A mother who listens to the voice of her shepherd. Let me end by saying, today also is, you know, Good Shepherd Sunday. I ask you to please pray for the church. Pray for all the bishops. Pray for the Pope. Pray for all the priests. We may not be good shepherds, but we're trying to be good shepherds. We're trying to be good shepherds. Thank you for all. For me, I can say this. Thank you for all your support and your prayers for me and Father Noel. I always feel it. I know that there are many people praying for us. But let me also say, on behalf of my brother priest and bishops, sorry if there are times that we have failed you. Sorry if there are times that we have been at fault. Sorry if there are times that we have hurt you, especially the most vulnerable. It's not the work of a good shepherd. Sometimes we're following other voices, not the voice of the good shepherd. And for those times in our history and those times when you have heard priest, ministers of the church, responsible to be good shepherds, to be good ministers, and have heard especially the vulnerable, the young and adult vulnerable, please, we ask forgiveness. The church is asking forgiveness. I think when this scandal came out last year, I said, it's not the time to be pointing all the faults. It's even the time more to rise up and be witnesses of our faith. The church is not defined by our failures. No. The church is defined by the shepherd, the good shepherd, and those who are able to follow the voice of their shepherd. As I've said, Jesus is asking us. He wants to guide us. He wants to protect us. He wants us to follow Him. For the times that we have failed, we ask forgiveness. But also, I would like to take this opportunity to say, yes, we have been hurt as a church, but let us also take the cross of Christ and shout to the whole world that we are, yes, we are not only a church of trying to be saints, we are also a church of sinners. We are a church of saints and sinners. And if we all rally behind, there is something good that will come out of this. I've always said, there is no accident in the church. It's a painful purging, but it's necessary at this time. And it will continue. And in the history of the church, we have so many events and so many, you know, times that we have felt that we are persecuted, that we have been abandoned by our leaders. But we are still here. We are still here. And I just ask you to keep praying for your priest, keep praying for your bishops, keep praying for your church. This I can tell you, we have a wonderful, very wonderful bishop in this diocese. And we have a very wonderful church in this diocese. I've said it before, we're the fastest growing church in this diocese, in the whole of United States. The whole of United States. Keep the faith. Bring the faith forward. But don't be alone. Just listen to the voice of the shepherd and follow the voice of the shepherd.